ಓ ನಮಃ ಹರಿ ಓಂ ಗಣಾನಾನ್ತ್ವಾ ಗಣಪತಿಗುಂ ಹವಾಮಹೇ ಉಪಮಶ್ರವಸ್ತಮಂ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠರಾಜಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾಗಣಾಧಿಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಂ ಚಾಪಿ ಮಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ಸರ್ವಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇಷು ಭಾರತ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಕ್ಷೇತ್ರಜ್ಞಯೋರ್ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಯತ್ತಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಮತಂ ಮಮ. So Shankara, he answers that question, how there can be identity between Jiva and Ishvara. If Jiva and Ishvara are one and the same, then what happens to all this variety of Jivas, the opposites of Swarga, Naraka, this and that? So the answer is well understood. In a Jnana Dasha, when we are not knowing the truth, so the untruth is taken as the real thing, and so in that context it appears like that. It is like a dream. This what you call the karta, bhokta, punya, papa, swarga, naraka, etc., it is like a long dream. And so we are accustomed to taking the dream as real. In fact, to put it bluntly, we are wrapped in our own dream. We are just wrapped in that dream. And we live a life wrapped in a dream which is taken for the truth. And so we have to learn to wake up from the dream, not try to say, oh, this dream is real. So that is not the right thing to do. So Shankara, he says, Dehadishu Atma Buddhihi. So the guy, he identifies with the body. Body, mind, organs, he identifies. Dehadishu Atma Buddhihi, Avidvan. So he doesn't know the truth. Then Ragadveshadi Prayuktaha, he is impelled by attachment and aversion. Ragadvesha. Then Adishabdena, desires and fears. Raga, Kama and Bhaya. So these are the stuff of a body-identified, ignorant person. And so he is impelled by them, and then he assumes himself to be the karta bhokta. Because he is one with the body, therefore he is the karta. He is one with the sense organs and the mind, therefore he is the bhokta. Therefore, dharma dharma anushthana krata. Now, the sequence of ajnana. So dehatma buddhi, ragadveshadi, kama bhayadi, then impelled by them, performing actions as karta. So some of the actions are dharma and some are adharma. Nobody performs all dharma. Same way, nobody performs all adharma also. So it is always dharma and adharma. So sarvarambha hi doshena. Dhumen Agni Rivavrutaha, Shri Krishna. So if you put the fire on, there is fire which is very brilliantly shining tongues of flame, but at the same time, there is a smoke also. So all dharma, all activities of dharma have adharma in them. And many activities of adharma, they have some dharma in it. You see, there is a Sanskrit drama called Mruchyakatikam, written by Shudraka Maharaja. In that, there is a chora, a thief. In fact, he runs a place where the students, young budding thieves, they come and learn the art of thievery. He teaches them. So, all the techniques of stealing money from people's homes. So in the night time, this is the classical way of stealing. So go to, you first on the daytime, you go through the village like a regular person, and then identify a home. And for that he gives the types of bricks he describes. So if this kind of a brick you find in the building, leave that building alone, because that brick won't yield. Whereas there are certain other kind of bricks, he describes all that. If you find this kind of a brick, means casually you touch the wall and press it. If it is becoming powdery, yeah, that is the home you have to select. So like that, he teaches and teaches. And then finally he says, just before going for the operation in the night time, so when there is no moon, when there are clouds, that is the best time. He says all that, but don't forget to do a small puja to Vigneshwara. Really? You can get hold of that book and see all that. And then he himself says a prayer. And he teaches the prayer also. He's a very good meaning guy, very wonderful person. So, therefore, adharma has a dharma in it. Dharma has a dharma in it. So, all mixed. You cannot separate. Dharma dharma anushthana krita. Jayate mriyate cha. Takes birth and dies. Iti cha avagamyate. All this, the ajnani believes all that is right. Then what is the jnana? Ajnana versus jnana. What is the jnana? Dehadi vyatirikta atma darshinaha. He knows the atma himself as something distinct from body and mind. That is the only way to know atma. Oh, this is what I am and this is atma. It is not like that. So this is not what I am. That way only you know atma. Dehadi vyatirikta atma darshinaha. Now, ragadveshadi prahana apeksha dharma dharma pravrutti upashamat. Once I am not the body mind, then shita ushna are gone, sukha dukha are gone, mana avamana are gone, punya papa swarga naraka birth and death, everything is gone. Then attachment and aversion have no place. Then there is no pravrutti bija, means the impelling, the reason to act as a karta, it is just not there. There is no goal to be accomplished. Therefore, there may be some spontaneous activity, but otherwise, the action of a doer with a goal to be accomplished, which is called samsara, that is the samsara, that is the karta, bhokta, goal is the bhoktrutvam. So, that itself is absent in his knowledge, in his life, upashama. All that has fallen back. So, muchyante, is already liberated. How? He is one with God. Therefore, these are the two. And nobody can deny these two levels, ajnana versus jnana. Therefore, when we say, kshetrajnyam chapi mam vidhi, we are talking from the jnana perspective. You are asking questions from the ajnana perspective. So you have to settle your mind. Where do you want to stay? Then a question is asked. If jiva is same as Ishvara, then jiva is on a daily basis is a sukhi dukhi, sukhi dukhi, sukhi dukhi. That is called samsari. So jiva is the samsari and he is the sukhi now and sukhi dukhi now. So if jiva is identical, that we are talking of identity, identical with Ishvara, now Ishvara becomes sukhi dukhi, because he is one with the jiva. And so Ishvara becomes a samsari. And if Ishvara becomes a samsari, then what kind of Ishvara he is? Therefore, your thesis of oneness of jiva and Ishvara is not acceptable. This is the Purvapaksha. And then Shankara says, that example, yas choraha sasthanuhu. So, what this gentleman first thought as the thief, it proved to be sthanu post. Now, by mistake, he has taken the post to be the thief. Now, this mistake committed by this person, will it alter the nature of sthanu? It doesn't alter. Sthanu means the post. It is the sthanu. No, I made a mistake and I assumed it to be chora. Therefore, does it become chora? No. Therefore, just because by mistake you have taken the jiva to be karta bhokta, sukhi dukhi, samsari, therefore, in the context of oneness of jiva and Ishvara, the sukhi dukhi samsari, these qualities will go and contaminate Ishvara. This kind of an argument is silly. It is wrong. Because that rule is there. Ajnan se jo malum hota hai, wo asal mein nahi hota hai. So due to ignorance, you take yourself to be the karta. That doesn't make you karta. You are still a karta only. In ignorance, you take yourself to be the bhokta. You don't become a bhokta because you take yourself to be bhokta by ignorance. You still remain a bhokta. Therefore, you take yourself to be a limited being. Sukhi, dukhi, karta, bhokta, samsari. By ignorance, you take yourself to be all that. But you do not become all that. You still remain the pure, awareful being. And hence, the identity between Ishvara and Jiva has no problem there. That way he answers. Then he asks one more thing. You see, a Mimamsaka says, Mimamsaka means the Karmavadi. Karmavadi, he talks of a Jiva who will survive the death of the body. Because suppose you do some yajnam here, some puja or some ritual, which will bring heaven to the guy. And so now he has to go to heaven. Now the body cannot go to the heaven. So there is a jiva other than the body who goes to the heaven. No, the body has died. Therefore the jiva has died. Therefore now who will go to heaven? Will you accept that argument? You will not accept argument. Then how do you counter that argument? He Mimamsaka means the Karmavadi. How is he going to counter that argument? He will say, come on, the death is the property of the body. It is not property of the jiva. Therefore, body dies, jiva doesn't die. Jiva will go to heaven. You are talking like that? Now, I will say, come on, you extend that argument a little more. That shodhana, you do a little more cautiously. Body dies, jiva doesn't die. Body mind is the sukhi dukhi. The essential jiva is not sukhi dukhi. Body mind is the karta bhokta. The essential jiva is not the karta bhokta. Therefore, the essential jiva is one with Ishvara. If your jiva is not dying when the body is dying, why your jiva essentially should become a samsari when the body mind is becoming samsari? Therefore, the argument is not valid. Then what is samsara? Shankara says, kartrutva bhoktrutva lakshanas samsaraha. So, that is the definition. Jnyayasthaha jnyatari avidyaya adhyaropitaha. So, what is the samsara? The sense of doership and enjoyership. That is the samsara. So, I am the doer. And I want to enjoy that. Therefore, I am doing this action. Bas, now the samsara is in place. So, that action, if it could be good as well as bad. There is nothing like pure 100% good actions. In everybody's life, there is some bad action. We have a proverb. A proverb, the Telugu proverb it is. The spirit of the proverb is, there is nothing like absolute dharma and adharma. The proverb is, even a pure vegetarian will end up eating this much meat by the end of the year. That is the proverb. Means, somewhere something will come in. And some bacteria also non-veg only. They are all cells and all that. So that's why even a 100% pure vegetarian, by the end of the year, he has consumed not less than a few kgs of the meat. Few kgs. They said as much as the elephant head. That is what is said. So that is quite a few kgs of the meat. The idea is, in a general way, dharma dominating. But adharma will be there. In a different case, adharma is the dominating thing, but dharma will be there. You know, in India, the most honest people in Bombay, the most honest, you can believe him. He won't deceive you. You know who are they? Smugglers. When gold was smuggled, in those days, now gold is open, in those days, if you give money to a smuggler of gold, you will never lose your money. You will get your gold correctly. And he will never ever deceive you. He says 95% gold, he will give you 95%. If he says 99.99 Canadian gold, he will give that only. Never he will deceive you. No way. That's why people used to purchase gold from them. No receipt, nothing. And so much confidence. That is how smuggling flourished in those days. Not now, in those days. So what a dharmika people these people are. So it is like that. The world is like that. I don't want to give the other example. I have given only this side example. Because other example could be problem. Anyway, so the moment you take yourself to be karta bhokta, bas fas gaya, you are now in the grip of dharma dharma, which is the samsara. This samsara, jnayastha, it is in kshetra, which is the known. It is not in the kshetra jnya. In the jnya it is not there. It is in the jnaya only. So the sukha dukkha are in the mind. Kartrutvam is in the karma, the organs of action, karmendriya. Bhoktrutvam is in the sense organs, jnanendriya. It is not in you. You are not any of these things. So, avidyaya adhyaropitaha. By ignorance, the samsaritvam is superimposed upon the pure being. In fact, if you have that viveka, bring out that viveka and sit, just drop all thoughts and sit as the pure being. What we call in Mandukya, jnanena akashakalpena. So, the space-like being, you are already in a samsari. You are not a samsari anymore. You have to slip down from that exalted state of the truth and identify with the body-mind and become this and that, which you are not really, and then become samsari and then cry for dukkha, and then celebrate for some imagined sukha. So, it is our choice to be samsaris. You need not be. So, it is all ajnana. Therefore, there is nothing like Ishvara becoming samsari because of the identity. In fact, Shankara says, "Arey, what are you talking? Even jiva is not samsari. Why are you? What kind of argument you are saying that Ishvara becomes samsari? Arey, even jiva is not samsari. That is what the Shruti is saying, and you are worried whether Ishvara will become samsari. You see." Ganga is flowing. Some sewage canal, small canal, carrying sewage water of the town, it goes and falls into Ganga. Now, will Ganga become impure? It doesn't become impure. Take that example. Example only. It will absorb that impurity and they still remain pure. Similarly, once you get rid of your ajnana, and merge in Ishvara, you won't make Ishvara a samsari. You will become a samsari. You won't make Ishvara a samsari. You will become a samsari. And thus, therefore, The Aikyam has no issue on that count. I am just saying a little of this Kshatrajna Bhashya. In fact, I have said most of it. So, Jiveshwara Aikyam is the truth. Now, the point is, if you have some commitment to the karma and upasana and for division for dharma, dharma, punya, papa, swarga, naraka, sukha, dukha, if you have some commitment to the dvandvas, you are welcome. You can keep your commitment. You decide to know when you want to know. You may know it in the next birth, or you may know it after 10 years, or you may know it after a month, or you may know it now. The fact is, your essential nature is the God. You choose when to know. This is how Shankara says to the Dvaitavadins. Next verse. Tat kshetram yachya yadrukcha yadvikari yatashchayat sachayo yat prabhavascha tat samase name shrunu. Me shrunu. Me shrunu means me vadataha shrunu. That vadataha you have to put it. I am speaking, so you listen to me. Why should he say that? He is speaking and Arjuna is listening. He did not sneeze in between. So why should he say like that? So the idea is just to draw the attention of Arjuna. So I don't have energy and time. Energy, Shri Krishna has plenty of energy, but time is not there, or whatever is not there is not there. I am now saying in brief, samasena. Very briefly I am telling, listen to me. You see, Vyasa Bhagavan, the author of Mahabharata, he doesn't have the habit of saying briefly. In fact, he has the habit of saying elaborately only. That is all he knows. That's why he is called Vyasa. It is called Vyasa Paddhati. Means take the topic and dilate it to heart's content. Like you take a dinner in a party to the content of the belly, similarly to the heart's content you dilate it. That is his method. So Shanti Parva is there. 325 chapters, this big it is. All dharmas are described in that. Moksha dharma, apad dharma and raja dharma. Only one topic, dharma, threefold. 325 chapters, huge volume. Just one volume in Mahabharata, one among 18. That is the kind of dilation he has done. That's why he is called Vyasa. But in one place, only one place, he went against his natural instinct and he remained very, very brief, and that is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is authored by Vyasa only. But all has to be said, he put it in 650 verses, and the context, some dialogue story context, he fixed it in another 50 verses. That is not the way he does. He does it in 5,000 verses normally, but he just did it in 50 verses and concluded with 700 odd verses. This is the only place where Vyasa has adopted the method of samasa. Samasa means very brief. Vyasa means very dilated. Here he adopted the method of samasa, very briefly. So samasena me shrunu, I am saying to you, very briefly, you listen to carefully. Very briefly about what? About kshetra and kshetrajna. Because it is not the jnana of kshetrajna. It is the jnana of kshetra and kshetrajna. Kshetra kshetrajna yor jnana. It is viveka. Viveka purvaka, this badha purvaka, because you know kshetra, so that you negate it from kshetrajna. And as the upadhi is negated from kshetrajna, it emerges as the pure being, which is Brahman. It is like extracting or extricating the the infinite embedded in the finite. That is what it is. So that is what the Vedanta is. Infinite is embedded in the finite. Body-mind is finite, and infinite is lost in the finite. That is what avidya. Otherwise, in vidya, how infinite can fit into finite and get lost also? That is what avidya, ajnana. Anyway, so it is the knowledge of kshetra and kshetrajna, not knowledge of atma. Knowledge of kshetra and kshetrajna. That is the knowledge of atma. So, that I will tell you briefly. Okay, tat kshetram, first kshetram. You see, first, if you want to live in the house, first you find out what all things you don't need and throw them out. Then you start living in the house. A better example will be, if you want to dig a well, so how do? You don't dig small holes all over the place. That is not how to dig a well. To dig a well, you have to dig only at one place. Here. Hrudayam. That is where you have to dig. Not all over the place. Kashi, Rameshwaram. So like that, if you start a pilgrimage for years, you are digging all over the place. That is, you are not going to gain Atmajnanam. You should know that all Kashi and Rameshwaram are here. You have to read Kashi Panchakam. So they are here. And you have to dig here. Shrotavyo mantavyo nididhyasidavya. And you have to dig. And how the well is dug? Go on digging. Whatever is not water, throw it out. That is how you dig the well. Suppose you start digging. Some clay, dirt, stone pieces come. So will you keep them intact? Is that how you dig well? No. What your goal is water. And already you can see the water, because as you are digging, some wetness you can feel. Yeah, already you can feel the water. So what all you have to do is, whatever is not water, anything which is not water, throw that out. Even some diamonds come, you have to throw them out. Otherwise you won't get water. Example. Okay? No, we will take care of water later. First we will sell the diamonds and make a lot of money. Not that way. Example, within the example. So, first kshetram you have to know. Because you have to negate the kshetra. Nirasta sarvopadhi vishesham. Shankara. So, this kshetram. What is this kshetram? Tat kshetram yat. What is it? Yadrik. What kind of kshetra it is? What is its swabhava? Yadrik, you should know, so that you can easily negate it. Suppose you think that what you are negating is very dear to you, then you will find it very difficult to negate. There is nothing dear about it. It is a conglomerate of the five elements. Therefore, there is nothing like a body. You are making a sentimental about it, creating some sentimentality. There is nothing like body. You don't think that there is heart, liver, kidney, spleen, all these things are your imagination. None of those things are there. Only five elements are there. Look at it like that. If you say heart, then you will, oh my heart. So you begin like that. There is no heart. There is only vayu. There is no kidney. There is only apaha. There are no intestines, no spleen. There is only agni. There are no knees and knee replacements and there are no such things. Only prithivi. Only akasha. Jnanena akasha kalpena. That is the way. So that you become free from some sentimentality. So, take medicine etc. when it is needed and take food. Food is also medicine. So, bhikshaushadham bhujiyatam. Food is also medicine for the disease of hunger. Kshud vyadhihi chikitsiyatam. So, we have to jettison a lot of wishy-washy sentimentality about the body. You have to do that. And then only you are talking any meaning. So, yadrukcha. What is this kshetram? You should know. What is the mind? What kind of a thing it is? What is it? So you should know You look for mind, you won't find it. Very interesting. You look for mind, you don't find it. There is no mind if you look for it. Okay, you don't look for it, it will take you for a ride. So you are lost in the thoughts. Very interesting. What is this mind? You should know. Yad vikari. It is ever modifying. It is never the same. Today's body is not the same as yesterday's body. It is ever changing. You look at the person after a few months. At one time he was very energetic. After a few months he is a poor image of what he was earlier. Time brings. Time is the most indifferent. Doesn't respect any sentiment. It just brings ruthlessly. It brings changes. So vikari, the body mind or the vikari, yatascha yat, yat kshetram, that yat has to be properly anvaya, yat kshetram, so tat kshetram vidhi, yat kshetram vikayataha, from which it has originated. What is its upadana? What is the masala of this body, mind? What is the upadana? So all this is there. So that has to be understood. You see, body is the conglomerate of the five elements. That is how, what it is. It is just put together from five elements. It came annamaya, it is the food body. In fact, one Mahatma, he never used the word body. He always used to refer to it as food body. It is the food body. The food is just reorganized in the form of skin, blood, muscle, heart, liver, spleen. All this is nothing but reorganized proteins and carbohydrates. Food it is. It is all food. Food vikara. The modified food it is. So what you have found, what you have in the grocery shops, Walmart, etc., and what you have in our storehouse, and what is there on the food table, buffet table, that is what this is. No more, no less. So, that we should know, so that we can easily negate it. Yatashchayat. So, four things about kshetra. In fact, there is more to know about kshetra, less to know about kshetrajna. Because you are the kshetrajna. You are not going to know yourself. You can only be yourself. But still, to assist in the process of negation, sacha yaha yat prabhavascha, sacha kshetrajnaha yaha. Who is that kshetrajna? You should know. That kshetrajna is not Mr. Johnson or Mr. Michael or Mrs. Something. That kshetrajna is Ishvara. You are putting some name and form wrongly. It is Ishvara. Yat prabhavascha. That kshetrajna is not a samsari sukhi dukhi. That kshetrajna is a sarva samsara sukha dukha varjita purna kotastha atma tattvam. That is what that kshetrajna is. That is the glory of the atma. You are not sukhi dukhi. It is your mind which is sukha dukha. And you identify with the mind because we don't have that space with reference to the mind. If only you gain some space with reference to mind by meditation, immediately you can see, you can step apart, step aside from the mind and abide as the unassailable Mahashanti. That is what your Swarupa is, even now and here. So, yat prabhavascha. No samsara dukkha can touch it. And so, that's glory, the glory of Atma. It is indeed Brahman. It is the God that you are worshipping. You are unwittingly worshipping the hidden self outside of you in the form of God. So you are worshipping Dakshinamurti means you are worshipping your own hidden self. That is the prabhava, the glory of that kshetrajna. So all this you have to know. So pay attention. I will not describe in detail here Arjuna. I don't have much time. So listen to it carefully. Tat samasena me shrunu. Next verse. Rishi, now we are making progress. ऋषिभिर्बहुधा गीतम् छन्दोभिर्विविधैः पृथक् ब्रह्मसूत्रपदैश्चैव हेतुमद्भिर्विनिश्चितैः. सो बिट्वीन् क्षेत्र अण्ड् क्षेत्रज्ञ, क्षेत्रज्ञ ईज डिस्क्रैब्ड् इन् टू वर्ड्स्, क्षेत्र बै फोर् वर्ड्स्, बिकास् फर् दि क्षेत्र देर् इस् ए विकार मोडिफिकेशन् अण्ड् फर् दि क्षेत्र देर् इस् एन् उत्पत्ति, यत् यतः बर्त् अण्ड् डेत्. वेर् एज् फर् दि क्षेत्रज्ञ नो विकार अण्ड् नो उत्पत्ति. That therefore two words were enough. Saha yaha yat prabhavaha. So that is how the kshetra and kshetrajna are already very well distinguished in that simple verse, which is full of pronouns. Within those pronouns, this much information is contained. Then coming to the next verse, this jnanam, so the distinction between kshetra and kshetrajna, it is bahudha getam. Gītam means not song and music and all that. Kathitam, Shankara. So, Bhagavad Gītāsu, you see, people think that Shri Krishna was singing, because he is already a singer, music and all that is there. Therefore, what they do? They take the verses of Gītā and put those verses into various ragas. And in Telugu we have some such thing. Ghantasala, the great playback singer, somebody taught this is Bhagavad Gita it is. Everything is Gita, this is also Gita, so you sing it. So he sang it. He's a good guy, he sang it. So by singing, people listen to it. Because there is some music behind it, and he is a very pleasant voice, so they listen to it. What they get out of it? Zero. They don't get any. They get a sensation of listening to some nice music. That is all what they get. So, Gītam is not song or music. Gītam means that which comes out of the heart of a jnani spontaneously. That is called Gītam. That is the definition of Gītam. I don't have the exact phrase. So, a spontaneous outpouring of the wisdom is called Gītam. This is the Sanskrit usage. That's why in Sanskrit literature, you have plenty of these Gītas. Maybe, I don't know exactly, maybe you also think about it, maybe ode, what they call ode, maybe a kind of translation for what is Gītam. Ode. So, Keats' ode to beauty, that is the ode, something similar to that. Maybe small, maybe big. Even William Wordsworth, he writes a poem on daffodils. I think that is a kind of an ode only. So a very spontaneous outpouring of the inner feeling of wisdom, it is not created by a rationally thinking logical mind. No, that is not what it is. It is because in a rational, logically thinking mind, there will be no spontaneity. That is not spontaneous. This is very spontaneous. You transcend the logical intellect, the logic and the intellect and the rationale and all that. And there is now love, not logic, love. In the place of logic you have love. And in that love all divisions are gone. That is the beauty of love. It is the unity in diversity. That is what love is. And so out of that love and out of that pure innocence and an intense feeling of wisdom, something comes out. That is called Gītam. In Sanskrit literature, you have plenty of these Gītas. In Śrīmad Rāmāyaṇam, Valmīki himself put a few Gītas. Like Kandu Gītā, then Dhenu Gītā, some such Gītas are there in Rāmāyaṇa in a brief way. But in Bhāgavatam, you have plenty of them. In Bhāratam, Bhagavad Gītā is there. Then Mrukandu Gītā, Monkey Gītā, so many Gītas are there in Mahabharata. Then in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a Bhikshu Gītā, Aila Gītā, then a Gopika Gītā, then a Venu Gītā, Yugala Gītam. So many Gītas are there. So that is the Gītam. గీతం. శంకర సింప్లీ కథితం. బహుధా గీతం బహు ప్రకారం. ది సేమ్ ట్రూత్. క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞ. క్షేత్ర ఇస్ ది అన్రియల్ ఎడ్జంక్ట్. క్షేత్రజ్ఞ ఇస్ ది రియాలిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ గాడ్. దట్ ఈస్ ది ట్రూత్. ది సేమ్ ట్రూత్ ఈస్ ప్రెజెంటెడ్ బై రిషీస్ ఇన్ మెనీ మెనీ వేస్. రిషిభి. యు నో వాట్ ఈస్ అ రిషి? ఎన్ ఇంటలెక్చువల్లీ అకాంప్లిష్డ్ ప్రొఫెసర్? నో, దట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ వాట్ ఎ రిషి ఈజ్. దట్ ఈజ్ పండిత. సమదర్ మీనింగ్, సమదర్ వర్డ్. రిషి దర్శనాత్. రిష దర్శనే, దట్ ఈస్ ది ధాతు. సో ది వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ద ఇన్సైట్ ఆఫ్ ది ట్రూత్, హూ హ్యాస్ రియలైజ్డ్ ది ట్రూత్, సో దట్ ఈస్ ది రిషి. అండ్ సో వాట్ ఎవర్ ద రిషి సేస్, రిషి మంత్రద్రష్ట, వాట్ ఎవర్ ద రిషి సీస్ దట్ ఇన్సైట్. So sees means not sees all around. That is not the rishi we are talking about. He sees, and he sees the truth. Like Newton is a rishi. Why? He was sitting in his room and looking outside through the window in Cambridge or Oxford somewhere. And outside there is an apple tree. Even now it is there. They say this is that apple tree. They say that may be or may not be. But an apple tree is there. Where the Newton was sitting in that room, that place is there, you know. So that apple tree. And he was casually looking outside and the apple fell. Apple is falling all the time. Even for Newton, that is not the first time. But something, he is no more Newton. If he is Mr. Newton, he will not discover law of gravity. He is not Mr. Newton anymore. He was absorbed totally in that consciousness. And out of that consciousness, which was inspired by this event of apple falling down, out of that consciousness, impersonal consciousness, it is not personal anymore. Personal means it will be something else. It will not be law of gravitation. Personal means, can I go and eat that fruit? Or some such silly thing would be there. Some such silly thing. It is impersonal. And out of that impersonal awareness springs out the insight. What? My goodness. It is the earth's core which has a pulling power. It is pulled towards the earth's core. So immediately, earth, core, and then I falling. It is pulling down. So there is a force of attraction. And what could be the force of attraction? Already he is out with the law of gravity. This is called Rishi. Even Einstein is like that. You see what they say, it is written, well recorded. Einstein told his wife, "You don't disturb me for a week. I will not take any phone calls. You give food to me upstairs only." There is a duplex house. And so she obliged him. She was complaining, "What are you talking? You just bear with me for 1 week. I will not bother you more than that. Promise." "Okay." "So food has to be given to you." "Yes." "Okay." So he went upstairs, which is his reading room and which is his study room. And he stayed there. And so he slept there only on a cot. And he took his food there only. He did not speak for 1 week. And after 1 week, for the first time, he was coming down the staircase. There were some papers in his hand. 6 pages. Only 6 pages. That too written with a pencil. So then his wife asked, "So you have finished your staying alone, that period is over?" He said, "It is over. Now I am ready. We can go anywhere." "What is it that you have done this 1 week above?" "These 6 pages. "Is that what you have done in a week time?" "Yes." "So what are you going to do with it?" "Yeah, I will push it to that journal and put it in a cover and send to them. Now we can go to market or whatever." That is Einstein's theory of relativity. equal to MC square and all that. That is the Rishi. So these are all Rishis. Similarly, Vishwamitra, he saw the oneness of the devotee and the God in the solar orb. This is the Vedic worship. In Vedic worship, there are no temples. There is the sun is the temple, moon is the temple, river is the temple, Prithivi is the temple. The horizon is the temple. That is Vedic worship. So, he was standing and worshipping the sun like everybody else on a daily basis. Then he saw. What he saw is Gayatri Mantra. This is the Rishi. Rishihi Mantra Drashta. And these Rishis, they have described the Kshetra Kshetrajna distinction and the oneness of Kshetrajna with Ishvara. All this they have described in many, many ways. Bahudha Gitam. You know how they have described? Kshetrajna is a Sat, real. Kshetra is a Asat. Kshetrajna is a Chetana. Kshetra is a Jada. Kshetrajna is the Shariri. Whereas Kshetra is a Sharira. The indweller of the disintegrating. Sharira is in disintegrating. That is Kshetra. Whereas the indweller of the disintegrating. The indweller doesn't disintegrate. That's why he is the indweller. He or it. Kshetrajna is the Nitya. Whereas Kshetra is Anitya. Kshetrajna is the Purusha, Purnaha, Chetanaha, whereas Kshetra is the Prakruti. So like this, the Jnata, Jnaya, in different words and different methods of describing the distinction between Kshetra and Kshetrajna, the Rishis have done. So, Rishibhir Bahudha Gitam. What Sri Krishna means is, I'm not going to bring out all this now. Samasena. If you want further details, you go and refer to them. All the references are there. Rishi's vision is recorded. So you may as well refer to them. That is what he means. Rishibhir Bahudha Gitam. Not only Rishis in their vision, but the Vedas themselves, Apaurusheya Vedas, so they also talked about this Kshetra and Kshetrajna only. Chandobhihi Vividhaihi Prathak. Vividhaihi Chandobhihi means Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvanaveda. They are the Vividha Chandas. Chandaha Vedaha. Chandaha means Vedaha. What is the word Chandaha? Chadanat Chandaha. You see, you may be surprised. So you may understand with an open mind. You see, Veda is called Chandaha because it covers up Ishvara. It covers up. It doesn't reveal, it covers up. You see, it says, you want to go to heaven? Yes. Then you do this ritual, you will go to heaven. Now, is it covering up the... So this person gets the notion that he is the Karta. Veda doesn't say you are the Karta. Veda says, Jyotishtomena Svarga Kamo Yajeta. Veda doesn't say you should desire Svarga. It doesn't say. It never ever mandates a desire. In fact, it says, Ichha Kruti Sadhya Na. Desire you cannot mandate, you need not mandate. Desire is ragaprapta. The person has attachment and he will get it. It doesn't mandate a desire. You desire. It doesn't mandate. Never. But if you desire heaven, and if you are keen about your desire, you do this yajna. So this guy thinks that this is the thing. He thinks I am the karta, svarga is the goal, I have to reach there. He is caught in this web of karma and karma phala. He is the Ishvara. Poor guy, he is the Ishvara. So Vedana kya kiya bhai? It has covered up the Ishvara. That's why it is called Chandaha. Why should it do that? Because the guy is not yet ready. He cannot understand That's why. A person is sitting in a dark room. You know, recently, these Chilean miners, they were rescued from underground. They stayed underground for two months and they came up. But before they come up, they were all supplied with dark glasses, complete dark glasses. They are covered from the side also, not like these glasses, where light can enter from. They are completely covered. They have to put that glasses and then they have to come out. You know why? Because the eyes cannot see light. Because they were accustomed to darkness for 2 months, they cannot see light. If they are exposed to the light, suddenly they will go blind. Or at least they will develop all kinds of eye problems. Therefore, chadanat chandaha. So cover them up. Don't allow them to be exposed to all the light. That is not very good for them at this point of time. Later they have to remove them. After a few hours, when they get accustomed to the light, they cannot say, no, no, now I will keep it like this only. They have to remove them. So Veda is like that. The Karmakanda is like those glasses, dark glasses. So that his eyes are protected. Because a person sitting in dark room, he cannot suddenly see the sunlight. The eyes become very pained. Eyes will have pain, terrific pain. Hiranmayena patrena satyasya apihitam mukham. The face of the truth is hidden by the golden disc. Don't find fault with me. That is what the Vakya says. So what golden disc? I don't know. You go and find out from the Upanishad. That is what the Upanishad says. So, therefore, Veda, the Karma Kanda, the Upasana Kanda, they cover the truth of Ishvara only to be revealed later. That's why they are called Chandobhihi. That's why they are called Chandaha. The word is like that. So, in fact, how it is said, you know, Vedaha Ishvaram Vachobhihi Achadayanti. Because what is Veda? How Veda can cover up? Veda is not like a comforter which just put it on and now you cannot see Ishvara. Veda is a Shabda Rashihi, the words. And so all these words and more words and more words, they cover up the reality of Ishvara. So, Jyotishto mena svarga kamo yajeta, anna kamaha has to do this ritual, annada kamaha do that ritual, grama kamaha, rashtra kamaha, rashtra kamaya, hotavya rashtram vai rashtra bhrudbhihi. So rashtra kama, one who wants to become the president or prime minister may do this homa. Like that, all kinds of kamas, etc. So this is all these words, they cover up the reality. So very interesting. In fact, Veda has originated from God. So it is said, when you want to lie down, what you do? Take a comforter and cover you up completely. Similarly, God wanted to lie down, and so he took these Vedas, the words, and so he has covered him up under those words, and now he is sleeping, so that you don't disturb him. You cannot disturb him. He is sleeping. You think you are disturbing him and you are getting this and getting that from him. He is not. He is just sleeping. He will wake up when the need comes. Till then he will sleep. When you know the truth, then he will wake up. Till then remains covered by the words. So words, they cover. But then, hetu madbhir vinishchitaihi. It is again the words, a different set of words, which are well ascertained, vinishchitaihi, hetu madbhihi. So they have all logic or rationale in them. What is the hetu madbhihi? Brahman is ajaha. Amaraha, birthless, deathless. Brahman is anidam. Idam shariram kaunteya. Idam is kshetra. Whereas Brahman is anidam. Whatever is not idam, whatever is not this, that is Brahman. So, janmadhyasya yataha the Brahma Sutra padaischeiva. In fact, Brahma Sutra is not the text of Brahma Sutra. That is not the meaning. Brahmanaha suchakaha. Suchakani padani. Suchanat sutram. You see, these words, most of the words, they cover of the Brahman. But some other words, they reveal the Brahman? No, they don't reveal the Brahman. How word can reveal Brahman? Word is not the thing. Word cannot reveal the Brahman. But word can signal the Brahman. Suchaka. Brahma Sutra. Brahma Ishwaram Suchayati Signaling. Signal. Shakhachandra Nyayena. That is how it is said. Shakhachandraha. See, Shakhayan Chandraha. Where is the moon? Shakhayam Chandraha. So, this branch of the tree is there, which is ahead of you. Look over the branch. Shakhayam Chandraha. Okay, you look over the branch. I saw the moon. That is called Shakhachandra Nyaya. Similarly, Brahman is, this is Brahman. That is not like that. The words, the signal, like Shakha. Shakha doesn't show Chandra to you. Shakha will show the moon? No. Shakha signals the moon. The direction, in that direction you see, you will see moon. Similarly, the words, they won't put Atma on a plate and give it to you. Atma is put in the plate. Anando brahmeti vyajanat. Please take it, Atma. So, aisa nahi hota. So, words, they won't reveal the vastu to you because they cannot. As simple as that. Yato vacho nivartante. You see, these words, they wanted to get hold of Ishvara so that they can give it to people. So they tried. They made a journey. Let us reach Ishvara. Ishvara is far away from us. Let us reach Ishvara. And then we can bring that Ishvara and give to people. Then they thought, maybe we will not be able to reach all by ourselves. Let us take the help of this Manaha also, this Maniram. Manas is there. He is a great guy. So let us take him also. Because sometimes the height that words cannot reach, mind can reach. So let us take this guy also. So they took Manas along with them so that he can be of use when needed. So they tried. Then they took the help of the Manas and tried. But they fell back. That is the story. Yato vacho nivartante apraapya manasa saha. Therefore, but then, what these words are going to do? They are going to reveal. Not reveal. They are going to signal. That's why sutra. How janmadhyasya. It is not Brahma Sutra, but still you can call it Brahma Sutra also. Janmadhyasya yataha. Indicates, that implies or indicates or signals that Brahman is a Sat. Shastra yonitvat. Brahman is a Chit. So like that they signal the Brahman. Also in the Veda, Atmetyevopasita. This is the given as the Brahma Sutra Pada. So, a word or a sentence that signals the Brahman, Shankara gave an example from Brahadaranyaka Upanishad. It is the Brahma Vidya Brahmanam, the Prathama Adhyaya, fourth Brahmana, where you find Aham Brahmasmi. There is a vakya, Atmetyeva Upasita. Upasita means one may have to contemplate. Atman only you contemplate. As Atman alone you contemplate. Don't contemplate as an Atman. A big discussion is there. What is this contemplation as Atman and all that in Brahma Vidya Brahmanam. So, suppose you have a flower. This flower is other than me. It is very beautiful. That means the other flower is not as beautiful as this. So I can make use of this flower to adorn myself. This is what is called anatma upasanam, the contemplation of the non-self. On the other hand, you see the flower and say, beautiful. That beauty is the beauty of the atma. You are beautiful. That's why flower appears beautiful. If you are not beautiful, the flower will not appear beautiful to you. Suppose you are fighting with your spouse, when you are not beautiful anymore, because of the, then the flower will not appear beautiful. Then if somebody gives a flower, you will throw it, because it is not beautiful at that time. It is beautiful only when you are beautiful. Therefore, you are beautiful. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. You are Sundara. You are Shiva. You are Satya. This object is a Shiva, auspicious. It is not auspicious in itself. It is auspicious because you are auspicious. Otherwise, it is not. If you are inauspicious, suppose I am having all inauspicious thoughts. I have to steal this, I have to steal that, or some raga, dvesha, all mundane thoughts are filled with my heart is filled with them. Then you bring akshatas and say, so shubham bhuyat, and put on the head. Will he become auspicious? If he is auspicious inside, akshatas become auspicious. You are the auspicious. So this way, the Brahma Sutra Padai Atmetyeva Upasita. So all auspiciousness is Atma. All beauty is Atma. Atma is the Satyam. Everything else, Namarupa and Asatya. This is how you have to do Upasana. Even Devata is Atma only. There is no Devata other than Atma. Atha yonyan Devata mupaste anyosa vanyoham smite nasa veda. He doesn't know. That is not the understanding of Devata. Atma. So, suppose I am doing namaskar to Dakshinamurti. Dakshinamurti is the Atma. Suppose I am doing namaskar to Chandra. Atma, Surya, Atma, everything is Atma. Atma, you have to contemplate like that. This is meant for the students of Vedanta, coming from Brahma Vidya Brahmanam. These are the words or sentences which signal the truth to you. The word Atma is not Atma. The word is not the thing. The word only can signal the truth to you. That's why Chhadanat Chandaha. Both Sutra and Chandaha, they fix the role of the Vakyas in the realization of the self. So all this, Hetu Madbhihi Vinishchitaihi. Vinishchitaihi mane na samshaya rupaihi. Nishchita pratyayotpadakaihi. That is the idea. When a vakya is presented, it must give a clear understanding. That is vinishchita. And hetu madbhihi, you should not leave an element of doubt in the student. That is called hetu madbhihi. So such words I will use and I will teach you. That is what Sri Krishna is telling. Om Purnamada Purnamada. Harihi Om. Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.